Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Your goals and dreams have to be bigger than your problems. If you're going through hell, keep going.
We all have two opposite versions of ourselves on the inside. We have the winner and the loser, the happy one and the depressed one. But which one surfaces more in your life? Which one rises to the top? The one that you feed more. Your words are the fuel to becoming the person that you will become and having the things that you will have.
When your time comes, and it will, you'll never be ready. But you're not supposed to be. Find the hope in the unexpected. Find the courage in the challenge. Find your vision on the solitary road. Don't get distracted. There are too many people who want credit without responsibility. Too many who show up for the ribbon cutting without building anything worth a damn. Be different. Leave something worthy. And always remember that you can't take it with you. You're going to have to pass it on.
If you want to be great, oh man, prepare to get up off that mat. You're gonna get knocked down over and over and over. And even when you feel like, no, I can't be hit this hard. Or if you're down there thinking, there's no way I can get up from this. That's when you're just starting.
Don't give up on your dream. No one could have convinced me by holding on, by continuing to push forward, by continuing to run toward my dream. At one day, it's a long shot, but I kept running toward my dream. Don't stop! Don't stop!
Until you make a decision that you no longer want to feel how you feel, or you no longer want to think the way that you think, or you no longer want to have the kind of results or no results that you have, until you make that decision that, you know what? I know I don't feel great. I know I doubt myself. I know I've had a lot of bad things happen. I know there's a lot that I regret, but damn it, with the time that I have left in my life, I really want to start to enjoy myself. I want to take better care of myself. I want to feel happy. You don't even have to believe you deserve it yet. You can just want it. You've got to start there. You've got to start with wanting something better for yourself. And then I personally think the most important thing is to start acting like the person who has the things that you want right now, even though you don't feel like it.
Life doesn't end when you realize you could have done better but didn't. You can make a better choice now. Healing doesn't happen overnight or follow a set schedule. The most important thing is that you hold on. Keep going, even when you have nothing left to give. Trust that you're strong enough for this. Every experience is temporary. Life doesn't end unless you decide it doesn't.
Build momentum. Build confidence and momentum with each good decision that you make from here on out. You can do it. Anyone can do it. We live in unique times. We live in one of the rarest times in human history where you can choose almost all the input that comes your way. Whether it's the movies that you watch, the books you read, the podcasts you listen to, you can choose to be inspired. Do that.
We all pretty much know what action we should be taking, yet so few of us do. You already know who you want to be. So go be that person. Stop waiting for something to happen so that you finally start living your own life. Go make it happen yourself.
Don't forget, the passage of time stops for no one. So try your damnedest to capitalize on it when you know that you can. The last thing you want to do is fast forward 5 years, 10 years, however many years, and think to yourself, holy crap, I probably should have spent those years doing something a little bit different. You know, if you don't do anything, you just kind of stay comfortable. So you got to be the guy who has to deal with the thoughts on the regular of, oh man, what could have been?
I don't care what you're going to do, but go out there and make something of yourself, for God's sake. Be an honest person and work and get to the top of whatever it is that you want to get to the top of. Be a bit of a light on the world instead of a blight.
Stop complaining about the results you didn't get from the work you didn't put in. The only way to become more successful than most people is to be willing to do something most people aren't willing to do.
I will try 100 times to get up. And if I fail 100 times, if I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No. But if I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up. And it's not the end until you've given up.
You've got to develop a sense of urgency. Aurelia said, stop living your life like you have 1,000 years to live. In life, you're either here today and you're gone today. If there's something that you want to do and you can't do it all at one time, do just a little bit of it.
Don't be afraid to reinvent yourself, and don't be afraid to be different, man. You ain't got to fit in the crowd. Why are you following everybody when you were clearly meant to lead?
Some people are moving on their own because they feel within themselves, I've got what it takes to make it. They're not afraid about tomorrow because of how they see themselves, because of what they feel that they deserve, because of what they feel that they can create for themselves. Because these people have decided, as they look at the future, as they look at themselves, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way for me to begin to create a way out of no way. And when you have that kind of consciousness, when you have that kind of spirit, nothing can stop you. Nothing.
All life form strives to the max of its potential except human beings. All life form strives to the max of its potential except human beings. How tall will a tree grow? As tall as it possibly can. You never heard of a tree growing half as high as it could. No, trees don't grow half. A tree drives its roots as deep as it can, reaches as high as it can, produces every leaf it can, every fruit it possibly can. To the max, every life form strives to the max, except human beings. Now, why not human beings? Jot this down. You've been given the dignity of choice. You're not a robot. You don't have to repeat this year the same as last year. You can tear up last year's plan, develop a new plan.
There will be times when you seemingly face insurmountable obstacles, but that's when you dig deep into your soul for the courage and the fortitude to keep going and to never forget that despite life's detours, you are destined for greatness.
Most people aren't obsessed with their goals because they don't believe they're worthy of them. It's easy to dream about what you want, but in between where you are and what you want, there's a tremendous amount of stuff you got to change and do.
You want to be good? You really don't have a lot of choices because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
In order for something to change, there needs to be change. Nothing changes and nothing changes, man. What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different? I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. My brain can feel a certain way, but it's not going to choose how I behave all the time.
Get good at failing. Embrace failure and rejection. I know that sounds really simple, but just understand that the more you fail, the more you're growing. Understand that failure, the most successful people, no matter how you define failure, they are failing far more than most people. They're rejected far more than most people. They're laughed at far more than most people. They're confused and they suffer far more than most people. Why are we labeling or judging failure as bad? Failure is great.
If you had the opportunity to be who you wanted to be today, would you be prepared? You really have to ask yourself, if what I wanted knocked on my door today, would I be equipped with the skills to do it? And if the answer is no, you have a lot of work to do, and that's fine. You just really have to make sure that how I see myself achieving, what I see in my head, what am I doing every day? You have to have a winner's mentality. And a winner doesn't mean you get everything you want. A winner means I get up, I know that I'm gonna face some challenges, but I'm not gonna let them turn me down. And I'm definitely not gonna let self-talk or talk from others that doesn't matter either, because they're not living your life, control your reality. You gotta really know what your true north is. And if you don't know what that is, you have to sit down with yourself and figure out, how do I get here and what do I want?
When you don't see the results, when you feel like giving up, remember that the last thing to grow on a tree is its fruits.
Growth, success, and healing are all journeys, not destinations. Don't resent your life because your reality doesn't look the way you want it to yet. Give yourself time to learn, create, and fail. It's not often you elevate your life overnight. Self-improvement is a gradual, non-linear process. Let go of the frustration of not getting immediate results. You can't grow into the person you're meant to be without the ebbs and flows of your journey. Embrace it. Your time is coming.
Belief is a skill. Belief requires so much development because it's hard to believe things that you can't see. It's hard when you're poor to believe that one day you can be rich. But if you can actually sit there and have a conversation with yourself and believe that all things are possible, then everything is possible.
Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Major determining factor in how your life works out. Each person's philosophy is like the set of the sail. The same wind blows on us all. The difference in where we arrive at the end of the week, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, is not the wind that blows. And the wind is blowing around the world.
You can't be comfortable with yourself if you don't know who yourself is. And you can't know who yourself is if you don't stop looking at how everybody around you is and start looking at what makes you comfortable and what makes you uniquely you. But there's only one you.
You want to be paying attention to yourself. And the problem with people in the world today is you're not paying attention to yourself. You're not inside your own head. You don't hear those voices. You don't hear what you love, what you like anymore. Because as I said, there's so many of these other distractions going on. And so you're always like attuned to what other people like, as opposed to disengaging, backing off from that and looking at yourself.
It says, I've learned that no matter what happens or how bad it seems today, life does go on and it will be better tomorrow. I've learned that you can tell a lot about a person by the way he or she handles adversity. I've learned that making a living is not the same thing as making a life. I've learned that life sometimes gives you a second chance. I've learned that you shouldn't go through life with a catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw some things back. I've learned that whenever I decide something with an open heart, I usually make the right decision. I've learned that even when I have pains, I don't have to be one.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Sometimes when you're following your own path, it takes a while for the world to catch up with you. You might look at the journey others have been on and think, that's what I should do. But instead, you kept moving through the dark on your own. And maybe you would have gotten there a little faster if you just followed everyone else. But now you can say you did it your way. You aren't living someone else's life and calling it enough. You stay true to yourself. And that, my friends, is real success.
It's easy to look around at other people and think they have it better. They struggled too. At some point, they stood with their head in their hands, or got down on their knees, or slumped to the floor, not knowing exactly where to go, or what to do, or how things were going to work out. Every single successful person I know has gone through a struggle where they didn't know the next step. They had to step out in the darkness, so to speak, before the next step was illuminated. They took the chance, not knowing what the end result would be. They took the step, even though they were afraid. That's what courage is. That's what faith is about.
No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
This year, you can't allow anything or anyone to get in the way of your growth, your success, or your inner peace. You have to stay focused on developing who you are so when you look in the mirror, you feel proud.
Fail big. That's right. Fail big. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life, and it can be very frightening. It's a new world out there, it's a mean world out there, and you only live once. So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
You gotta figure it out. If you really have an obsession to figure it out, you will figure it out. And every puzzle is constructed differently. Everybody has a different puzzle, man. You just gotta figure out your own puzzle.
You can walk through the fire complaining along the way, or you can walk through the fire and create an example for everyone else so that the trials and tribulations of their own life seem trivial because they're comparing themselves to the way you handle things, or the way you handle things with grace and dignity and discipline can show other people that they can handle their own life this way. And there's beauty in that. There really is. And there's so much inspiration to be gathered from other people.
This is why I say stay hard. Because when you aren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard. There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created, or woman, in you.
The person you have to spend the most time listening to in your life is yourself. Try not to lose their respect. Self-respect and self-esteem, I think, largely comes from having faith in your own word.
As far as I'm concerned, that's all talk. You know, actually get in there and get yourself some results. That's what you should really be focusing on, you know.
Start betting on you and become the kind of person worth betting on. Trust and follow your dreams and desires. Do what you say you're going to do and hold yourself to a higher standard. Living in the certainty that everything is always working out for you gives you courage and confidence to take risks, to feel comfortable in the unknown.
Sometimes you just need to focus on the small battles first. Ignore
other people's progress and focus on yourself. Sometimes the small wins are the big wins, the ones that build momentum and the ones that give you the confidence to fight another day. The only standard you need to hold yourself to is your own. Just put your head down, take one small step and then another, and don't stop until you get there.
Don't worry about next week, next year. Just focus on every 24 hours that you get. And that's done a lot for me.
It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
And are you going to be able to do everything in a day? No, you're not. But what an opportunity you have to just take one step at a time. And that's really where the beauty and the treasure is in the journey. It's in the steps that you get to take each and every day.
We become different people on the other side of change. What we're capable of, what we value, and how we define ourselves, these things can all shift. And if we can learn to pay close attention to these internal shifts, we may just find that rather than limiting us, change can actually expand us.
Grit, you need it when the chips are down, and it all comes from the mind. I'm struggling here. I need to do something to get myself out of this problem. And that's where you get grit. You think, well, I'm going to do it. The mind tells me I'm going to do it. The body is weak, the body is tired, but the grit will get me through it.
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right. You learn nothing from winning. You only learn from your failures.
Why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have?
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? Are you getting better every single day? That's the question. And it's just taking small steps. You don't try to get it all done in one day, in one week, in one year. It's the process of getting better every day and doing that for a period of years that then create the masterpiece.
I want to ask you a question. What are your fears? What are you scared of? Something that's blocking us, that's holding us back. Some people call fear false evidence appearing real.
Suffering is a part of life. It is something that you cannot avoid, and the more you try to avoid it, the more you prolong its impact on your life. We suffer more in imagination than in reality. That's why the conversations that you have to have with yourself have to be engaging, have to be empowering. You got to speak life over you when it feels like death is all around you. You have to speak up and not allow yourself to be put on mute, because when you suffer in silence, someone else suffers as well. Suffering teaches you how to survive. It teaches you how to thrive. It teaches you how to win, because when you come out of suffering, you come out a survivor. And what survivors have is a game plan in life of how to make and how to sustain. And when others find the road is clear, it's because you cleared the road for them. That's the challenge of understanding that suffering doesn't last always. But you can always outlast the suffering.
You will face pain on this way. Accept the pain. Smile at the pain. Embrace the pain. Zbogom. Pain is the gatekeeper of destiny. Pain is there to ask you one simple question. Do you really want to achieve your goals, or are you just a talker?
Purpose. No one can create your purpose for you.
No one can tell you who to be. So in purpose, you have to create your own purpose. And in evolution, you have to evolve towards that purpose. It's easier to live when you have goals to meet. You understand?
Identify with what you love. And once you love it, hone in on that thing until you can master it to the point where people can identify that there's no questioning your love for it.
There's no replacement for persistence, as simplistic as that is. And if you want to master something, I think that's the thing most people don't do. They read a little bit, they listen a little bit, they dip in and out. They don't go day and night, night and day in total immersion in something that transforms them and also something that makes them push through their fears. Because in the end, that's the only thing that stops them. Everybody's got a story. I didn't know this person. I don't have the resources. They have all the things they don't have. But if you're resourceful, you can get the money, you can get the time, you can get the energy, you can get anything you want.
Times that we should proceed with caution, but it's the difference between being stopped by fear. It's the difference between having a fear and the fear having you.
The biggest regret of the dying is never becoming your ideal self. I want to leave this earth becoming who I know deep within I am supposed to be.
Sometimes you got to stop focusing and thinking about what could have happened or what should have happened. And you got to live in what is happening and focus on surviving it. Because the quicker you can survive it, the quicker you can use it. The quicker you can extract a lesson from it. The quicker you can glean perspective from it. And for all of us, we're going to encounter those defining moments in our lives, right, to where it's going to hurt.
All you have to do is decide not to quit, because within of every one of us is the ability and the DNA to overcome and to win. And when we win, we never know when it's going to happen, but it comes. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next week, but the day is coming. And it's not about every dog having this day. It's the fact that you don't allow the day to dog you. You get up and you go after it. You believe and you fight through it. And it, no matter what it is that you're going through, the suffering will come to an end. And you will learn in the suffering that it created pressure. And when the pressure comes, it'll bust the pipe and the dams of life will come open. And that's why you end up in the flow of life that allows you to win. But you got to believe that the suffering has a purpose. So do you.
I've learned that no matter what happens or how bad it seems today, life does go on and it will be better tomorrow.
It's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes because people sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. You gotta get through failure. It's very important, and you get through it by just picking yourself back up and moving forward and going.
You know, there's one place that all the people with the greatest potential are gathered. One place, and that's the graveyard.
The number one regret of the dying is they didn't take risks. They didn't become their ideal self. And I think that sometimes people hold off braveness and courage because they don't want to risk failure and they don't want to risk shame. And I think you got to risk it.
You need to decide what you want. You need to decide what you want to be remembered for. You need to decide what your legend will be.
Fear is a companion that you do not need. It wants to stay the whole course of your life and tell you, I'm here to keep you safe. If you would listen to me, you'll be safe. And the thing about playing it safe is that you'll never be able to open up what's in the safe. You see, what's in the safe is treasure. What's in the safe is something great. But if you can ever break through and open that safe up, the combination to winning is overcoming fear, testing your limits, and then discovering what's possible.
So many people live in their head, they go to therapy in their head, they go in circles and nothing changes because it just becomes a circular conversation. And so what do you got to get yourself to act? Well, to get yourself to act, you have to get yourself in a state where you'll do it. So you can take anything and make it represented in your mind as difficult or easy. And the way we represent things is the way we feel. Experience life, you experience life, you focus on. If I'm focused on what's wrong, my life is wrong. If I focus on what I love, my life is love. It really comes down to, yes, the way you represent the world is the way you experience the world. So I feel, what's life? Oh, it's a test. Well, then what's life like if it's a test? Well, if it's like a test, then it's hard and I gotta study and I could fail. Or someone say, then life's easy because I'm good at tests. Or is life a battle? Then those people always are looking for someone to fight with. They expect there's gonna be a fight. It's always a struggle. And they find a way to make it a struggle. Is it a gift? Like, however you represent life, it'll change completely what you're feeling and what you're doing.
Let me tell you something. When you listen to me, and you listen to me closely, success doesn't come to the most intelligent or the most talented. Success to come to those who are the most hungry.
And there's a thing in your life called momentum. And if you're stuck in your life, it's because there's a lack of momentum in it. Momentum takes average, ordinary people and makes them appear to be superhuman. You have to do really difficult and feared things first. So if you could start to build the habit of doing feared things first, difficult things first, if you can survive the temporary, on the other side of temporary pain, you meet another version of yourself. And I have found that in my life. Most people avoid pain and discomfort, and that what happens is they never create any momentum in their life.
But for people with a growth mindset, the brain becomes most active when receiving information about what they could do better next time. In other words, people with a fixed mindset worry the most about how they're judged, while those with a growth mindset focus the most on learning. There are other consequences of mindset. People with a fixed mindset see effort as a bad thing, something that only people with low capabilities need, while those with a growth mindset see effort as what makes us smart, as the way to grow. And when they hit a setback or failure, people with a fixed mindset tend to conclude that they're incapable. So to protect their ego, they lose interest or withdraw. We observe that as lack of motivation, but behind it is a fixed mindset. Whereas people with a growth mindset understand that setbacks are part of growth. So when they hit one, they find a way around it.
The journey to success comes with a lot of what? Failure. So why the don't you teach yourself, like I taught myself, is how to fail properly. You're going to have to learn how to get up extremely fast because you are going to have a million setbacks on this journey. And that's how I literally taught myself how to fail first.
When you open that up and you're able to see that there is more inside of you than anyone ever imagined, and that fear was just false evidence appearing real. It appeared real, but it was false from the beginning. And the truth is what will set you free. And what sets you free is when you see yourself as you can be. When you can look in the mirror and realize that the greatest thing that you've got to overcome is the imagery you had of yourself not being your best. But your greatest days are ahead.
If you've forgotten the language of gratitude, you'll never be on speaking terms with happiness, right? Like, what are you grateful for? Every single day, just slow down, right? Like, what are you grateful for, man? Right? Because it recalibrates and puts us in the space and place that when I'm grateful, I learn more. When I'm grateful, I'm a little bit better, right? When I'm grateful, I listen a little more. When I'm grateful, I'm more in the moment.
Belief comes before ability. You're not always born with the ability, but you have to believe before you have the ability. And if you believe, you have the ability, and then you have the courage to take action on that belief and that ability, then you can start moving forward. That is momentum. Momentum is potential. It's not guaranteed success, but it is potential.
We become people that only care about the outcome, then we lose ourselves. Marcus Aurelius gives us a very nice idea on how to find the good. He says, to the lover of glory, it is the reactions of others. To the lover of pleasures, it is his own passive experience. But to the intelligent man, It is his own action.
We've all heard it. It's always darkest before the dawn. You have to push through the hard to get to the place you're trying to get to.
You have to understand you are on your own unique journey, and your truth is going to be unique to you. So as you go down that journey of trying to be authentically who you were made to be and find your truth, there's going to be so many people that do not agree or do not align with that path.
Here's what I know. I know that until you make a decision that you no longer want to feel how you feel, or you no longer want to think the way that you think, or you no longer want to have the kind of results or no results that you have, until you make that decision that, you know what, I know I don't feel great, I know I doubt myself, I know I've had a lot of bad things happen, I know there's a lot that I regret, but damn it, you've got to start with wanting something better for yourself. And then I personally think the most important thing is to start acting like the person who has the things that you want right now, even though you don't feel like it.
The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been. So I was willing to let go of everything and everybody. See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you to fit through. You're trying to carry everybody else through because you're trying to be rescue 911. And you got to rescue you first.
You're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is.
You may have a lack of confidence because you just haven't been showing up for yourself. Your words have no meaning. We don't have to stay in the past. We don't even have to go too far into the future in our mind. We come back to this present moment. We say, you know what? My presence is perfection and my presence has purpose. And yeah, I haven't been showing up for myself. Yeah, there's been a lack of accountability. But you know what? I have another step. I have another breath. And in this next step and then this next breath, I make change.
The quote goes like this: one day, day one. One day, or day one.
How do you know what you're used to is better than the life that's to come? When life starts changing, when life starts moving, when things start evolving, when people start changing, when you start growing, oftentimes if we've had a set of great experiences in our past, when it says, how do you know the life that you're used to is better than the life that's to come? And so when you think about the life that's to come, new normal, right? A transition, having to pivot, having to make different decisions, having to make a new career choice, having to close the door in a chapter on another career. How do you know the life that you're used to is better than the life that's to come, right? Embrace it. It goes together. One is glorious, one is wretched, right? It goes together, man.
And when you feel the highest pressure, the highest stress, and the highest anxiety when you're in the pursuit of something greater, it's a good indication that you're actually on the right path. It's a position that you want to actually be in, because once you push through this time of extreme stress, pressure, and anxiety, on the other side is the promised land that you've been looking for.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but a better one than you are right now.
I have got to decide what it is that you want the future to look like. And the more specific and the more clear you are, the more likely it's going to happen. The more you understand of what that moment is that you're trying to create and why you're trying to create it, and then you now can build the plan and the strategy to get there. Now you look at that end and the result and what you want it to be and how you're going to feel and what it's going to mean to you, and you just keep visualizing yourself there the entire step of the way. The entire step of the way. And it is going to eventually reveal itself, all the things that you need to do in order to get there.
Self-confidence is self-trust. And it's self-confidence is the process of keeping the promises that you make to yourself. So the way we begin to build our self-confidence up is we start setting promises up with ourselves that we keep. You need to begin to make promises to yourself. Set up the game early where you can keep them. Stack that stuff and create momentum. And what happens is you will begin to build a reputation with yourself that you can trust you.
What does it mean to live an infinite life? Clearly, our lives are finite. We're born, we die, we come, we go. But life is infinite. The game of life will continue with us or without us. Which means every single one of us has a choice. We don't get to choose the nature of the game. Life is infinite. We don't even get to choose if we want to play in the game or not. Once you're born, you're in it. We get one choice. Do you want to play with a finite mindset? Or do you want to play with an infinite mindset? To play with a finite mindset means waking up every day and say, I'm going to be the best, I'm going to be better than everybody else. And when you die, you take none of it with you. Or we can choose to live our lives with an infinite mindset, which means I'm going to leave this world in better shape than I found it. It means I'm going to devote my life to see that those around me rise. And we know that we're living with an infinite mindset because our obsession is seeing that we have an impact on the lives of the people around us.
Have to be delusional. Franz Kafka once said, by believing passionately in something that still does not exist, we create it. The non-existent is whatever we have not sufficiently desired. Embrace the power of your dreams, for they have the potential to shape your reality. Let your desires guide you, fuel your actions, and manifest the life you envision.
Don't listen to anybody. Don't even listen to me. You already know what you need to do. It's in you. It's talking to you all the time. You downplay it because you think you're not experienced, or you know you're not experienced, so you're scared to listen to yourself. But you know you. Your soul knows you, and that's what you're listening to in your head. Trust it. Trust your gut. Go with your first instincts. You can't lose. Words are life. Speak things into existence and create your universe. Protect yourself with your words. The universe is listening.
Destiny taps us on the shoulder, and is it going to find us ready? Are we going to be there in our finest hour? And the answer is most people don't. Most people turn away when destiny calls. We let things get in the way. We know what we're supposed to do. We know what we want to do. We know what the right thing is to do, but we don't do it. We let other things get in the way. Courage calls, but we ignore it. But what history needs, what the world needs, what you need is to answer that call and not let anything get in the way.
You're about to win big. And I have key signs that you're about to win big, because you've been doing the work, you've been staying faithful. Listen, you're about to win big.
It takes courage to bloom. So I want you to know that in this season of uncomfortable growth, that you are way braver than you think.
Your new life is going to cost you your old one. It's going to cost you your comfort zone and your sense of direction. It's going to cost you relationships and friends. It's going to cost you being liked and understood. It doesn't matter. All you're going to lose is what was built for a person you no longer are.
Everything in your life is a reflection of a choice you have made. If you want a different result, make a different choice.
Everybody has the desire to do something, but they don't have they don't know how to really complete the process of dedicating themselves and having the discipline to do it. If you got the desire, you got to match that desire with your dedication, and you got to match it with your discipline.
No idea how limitless you are when you don't care what other people think or say about you. It is fear that drives that. It is. And most of your mates that you hang around with are just as afraid because you pick somebody like yourself to hang around with.
If you feel like you lost your way,
I would say congratulations. If you're lost, that only means one thing. You're about to be found. And sometimes you need to lose your way in order to find a better way. Sometimes you need to lose certain things to gain better things. Sometimes certain doors have to close that you want to keep open so a better door can come into your life.
There are too many people who have doubted you that you've given credit to. You've allowed them to have a name for being able to be negative in your life. It's time for you to give an eviction notice. There's no vacancy in your life and in your heart and mind available if you're going to be great. It's time for you to say, I'm giving a one-day notice that those who told me I couldn't be great, I gotta release them. Those who said that you would never make it, release them. It's time to trade in those places and those people that tried to stop you and adopt a philosophy that says, watch me.
Sometimes the reason that you're suffering is because you just won't let go of the thing that's biting you. And so one of the rules is, if people are impeding your development, you sacrifice your relationship with them, right? It's a very, very rough rule.
Rather than trying to impress people who don't give a shit about you, just start impressing the next 2.0 version of yourself. Like, what would the next highest, most stoic version of you be impressed by today? Would it be impressed by the fact that you're going to bed earlier? That you're waking up and getting your workout in? That you're eating right? What would the future self be impressed by? Make a list of 3 to 5 things and then start doing those things. Like, those are the things I love impressing the future me versus trying to impress the people around me.
I think something that keeps people so stagnant is the fear of stepping into the unknown. You know, staying where we are is painful and we don't like it, but we allow the fear of stepping into the unknown to keep us in situations that we don't even like because we're scared to take that leap. We're scared to really, you know, put ourselves out there and lean into that uncertainty. But you got to understand that uncertainty is a gift. It is a gift.
It's quite possible that things could turn out better than you could have ever imagined. Sometimes scenarios play out in our lives and things don't work out the way that we wanted them to. And the reason for that is because the universe knows that you deserve way better. So, when a door closes in your life that you really wanted to enter, first, grieve it, and then get really excited because the next door will be the one that was made for you.
I think as a human, sometimes you feel like you always gotta wait for the right time, what makes sense to you to actually start executing, to actually start. Stop making excuses, to doing the things that you always really wanted to do. And I'm starting to find myself now being like, nah, there is no right time to do anything. You just gotta start doing.
It's time for them to see that everything that's within you, every dream that God gave you, can become a reality. But in order to get there, you gotta put a seed in the ground of belief. You gotta be able to water it with daily affirmations. You gotta be able to step on it, to pack it down, to make sure that there is nothing to snuff out, and then allow the sun to rain down on it. I mean, every single day you allow light in by separating yourself from negative people. And then while they're sitting there watching you, day after day, you begin to grow. And in the beginning stages of you going after your greatness, it'll be difficult for some people to tell the difference between a weed and that which took seed. But it won't take long, because that which has a seed will one day show up with fruit. See, fruit will remain out of the work that you do today. People whose lives will be changed. People will see what you are. There is something on you that is calling us to acknowledge you. And I'm here to validate and say, you are great. Just the way you are.
If you have a goal, you have a responsibility to rise to the level required to achieve it, a responsibility to respect yourself enough to put in the work. It won't be easy, but if it was, everyone would do it. There wouldn't be so many early mornings, failures, or sacrifices. Everything that comes with the struggle is what turns you into the person who's capable of achieving the things that you want. So stop shying away from the challenge. It's your responsibility to face it.
Expecting it to be easy is what makes it much harder than it ever is.
And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. It won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill.
The definition of a winner is someone who never let losing stop them. And the idea that a single loss in the competition is somehow a defeat is completely insane. Let's say you're a good player and you lose the tournament. It's like, well, so what? You played the game. You're increasing your skills. Life isn't a game. It's a series of games. And the right ethic is to be the winner of the series of games. And part of that means learn how to be a good loser. Because yes. You're not going to win every single game. Because to be a winner, you want to be disciplined. You want to know what you're doing. And then you want to be on the edge where your skills are being developed. And if you're going to be on the edge where your skills are going to be developed, you're at a place where losing is always a possibility. Because otherwise you're not pushing yourself beyond your current capacity.
So what if you fail? So what if you have to start over? So what if it doesn't work out? Yeah, it's nice when your efforts pay off, but some things are just meant to teach you about the process of hard work. They're meant to humble you at the fact that sometimes you don't get what you want, but you can still be satisfied knowing that you left one less stone unturned. Not everything is supposed to lead to success, so just stay the course.
Like, a good example of this is when people talk about hitting rock bottom. When you get to a point where you really can look at yourself objectively and think, like, what have I been doing? Like, that's a state, that's a mental state where you are very prone and you have a very high potential to be able to say, okay, I can't do this anymore. I gotta change something.
You deserve your breakthrough. You deserve your next level. You deserve your healing. Stop discrediting yourself and give yourself some damn credit. Everything you've been through, you survived through. And I'm gonna just tell you right now, everything that you're going through, you're making it through in this moment. Give yourself some credit. Man, if somebody would have saw your story, your movie of your life, they would have been counted you out. Everybody who counted you out, even yourself, and you're still here, you're worth it.
It's your time. It's been your time. For too long, for too many seasons, for too many reasons, you've allowed yourself to be small in rooms. You weren't born to be small. It's your time, it's your turn. Now you gotta be willing to take it, because no one's gonna give it to you. It's time for you to start declaring some things in your life. In this season of life, it is not like it was when you were a child, where you sit still and let others instill. No, you must insist that what you are, resist the fact that you have to be limited by the parameters of a box, or that what someone else wants to say. In fact, if they want a box, then put your dukes up, because you come out fighting. I fight for what I want. I fight for who I am. I fight for those who need me to be a defender of them. That's what you are. But you can't be small when you come into a room.
I'm not saying I don't care about you. I'm not saying I don't care about these hard times that you go through, but most people do not care. The very small window in life that you have to succeed is not just gonna stay there. You have to put in the work despite how you feel. And guess what? If you just so happen to do that, that is how you build toughness.
Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant and gorgeous and talented and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you.
When you watch a movie instead of doing your work, that's called instant gratification. Feel really good while you're watching it, and you're happy you're not doing your work. But when the movie's over and you're alone, you realize that you don't have that thing to show for it. You don't have that work that really lasts. Nothing is achieved without some perspiration. Nothing. Anything that is worth anything. If you really want to be successful, you have to work at it.
And that's why you have to continuously have that inner dialogue and bring yourself back, you know, and remind yourself that things are exactly as they're meant to be. Release the expectations, forget the picture of how I think my life needs to be going at this specific time, and just live in this moment, right? And as you continue to just take steps each and every day, trying to make the most out of what you have now, you're gonna start evolving and growing into new seasons, into new opportunities, into new phases, right? And you're gonna reach points where one day you look back and you're like, wow, I actually had to go through that to get to where I am now. And I realized that that was happening for a reason.
Get to where you want in life, just not in the way you imagined. And that's because the path that's paved is far different to the path we pave.
Just don't let anyone tell you what you can or cannot do or can or cannot achieve. Just don't allow it. Just do not allow it. Be whatever you want to be.
Stop tying your value and worth to external achievements. How much money you make, the position at your company, what kind of car you drive. Your value must be linked to something greater than material things that can disappear overnight. Greater than what the world defines as success. Instead of looking out here for validation about your value, look internally. Look at your heart. Look at your intentions. Look how far you've come. Get your idea of your value and worth from that. It will free you in so many ways. Stop looking out here for your worth and value. Look inside and look up.
We believe that the biggest obstacle we have to overcome is out there, and many times the call is coming from inside of our own house. I think that the worst enemy that many people have is the voice that's inside of their own head. Now, this voice has probably maybe come from the outside world, but we've now internalized it. You know, we have become our own worst enemy in some regards.
You have to stay busy. You have to find yourself now. You have to find out who you are. And it's going to take effort, man. I hate to tell you that because I know it's probably going to be hard sometimes, but you can do it.
How I keep positive, I'd say, is every time it gets tough, and when I feel like I don't want to do it, there is someone out there in this world laying on a hospital bed, begging for a second chance at life. I don't think I have any excuse to not go hard.
It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. And give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Your current situation is not your final destination. There's more to your life. And I know right now it's hard for you to believe that, but I need you to believe it. Like everything you're currently facing is building you for something greater. You're more than your struggles. You're more than your pain. I know you feel like nobody understands you. Nobody gets you. I know you feel alone and isolated. You to flood your life with appreciation, even for the little things, the small things, for breath in your body, for your heartbeat, because appreciation is the first step to elevating your life. So I want to tell you, I'm proud of you for not giving up when it's so easy to.
Your work ethic reflects your gratitude, which ultimately leads to your results. The grateful person shows up early. The grateful person gives full effort. The grateful person asks several questions. Look around you, and you can tell those who are grateful by their work ethic. Those who are great in any profession, understand it starts with the understanding that you are capable of going from nothing to everything.
But here's the thing, that if you have a very clear vision and you're absolutely convinced and have the faith in your vision, then all the work that you need to do becomes easier because there's a purpose for it.
Haven't you imagined a better life? Okay, who you think he showed it to? He showed it to you. Why you think he showed it to you? Because he wanted to give it to you. But if you don't work, if you don't ask him for it, he cannot give it to you because he created us with the power of choice.
It's not okay for you to be a weak loser. It's not okay. And the reason it's not okay is because you could be way more than that. And it's a crime, an ethical crime, for you to allow all that necessary potential to go to waste. It hurts you, it hurts your family, it hurts the world. Really, really, it does.
There are two types of pain, the pain of action and the pain of inaction. The pain of action is blunt, in your face, and forces you to grow. For every hour we suffer through sharpening our skills, being proactive, and restoring order, we don't reduce the amount of pain we face, but rather we take it on the chin. We sign up for it up front. And because of this voluntary acceptance, day after day, we gain the strength to shoulder it. By embracing pain instead of running from it, we are simultaneously transformed by it. We become someone we are proud of, someone that others can depend upon, which in turn gives meaning to the pain. And it's this feeling of growth and progress that helps us feel useful to ourselves, useful to others, which gives the suffering a purpose.
I don't think anyone who suffered a tragedy that has gotten through it in some way will tell you, I needed to find deeper meaning in my life. Once something has happened that is a tragic event, a loss, a death, or anything that is a setback, some people numb themselves. But that doesn't mean the pain's not there. It just means you're not feeling it. Tragedy is just too strong, too powerful for the mind to fathom. Let's be honest. The mind cannot deal with it. So you have to go deeper than the mind. And the place that's deeper than the mind is love, faith, hope, meaning, and purpose. And that's what you hold on to for your dear life. And you just forge ahead. And some days are going to be harder, and some will be easier. Sometimes it's very painful. And if you can move from one day to the next, you get stronger, whether you know it or not. And ultimately, what will emerge is a new person, a person that you'll see that you went through the fire and you become a more powerful person in the process.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.